Just hear Ted Leiner going, this ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres. We're going to hear from Teddy Leiner this hour here on Better Ones.
Leader.
8:35. Can't wait to hear from Uncle Teddy after we had to postpone him on Friday because of our technical difficulties. Fortunately, we seem to avoid those today, Woods.
Are we going to do the Incorporator this year? Or is it already just awful? Is life already hard enough without putting Uncle Teddy through the ringer and Jesse through the ringer? Not that Jesse ever has one iota of a problem.
That's the thing. Jesse has no problem with it. Teddy is unaware it exists. So
I say we do it.
Really, there's no... I don't think we're adding any stress to anyone's life.
No, none whatsoever.
All right. So looking forward to catching up with Uncle Teddy. You know, who's... I wonder how he feels about all this.
Yeah.
It's got a... First of all, you know, he's not... They don't go on the road trips. They're going to be calling all road games from their booth at Petco Park.
Yeah.
Over a video monitor.
And so, he's separated from Jesse.
Yeah, they're going to be on different sides
of the glass.
They're not next to each other.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so that's going to be 30 of the games right there. And then, you know, the 30 home games he's going to be calling, but he's going to be there. And obviously, you know, there's some people around. And, you know, he's in the older, higher risk group. So how he feels about everything that's been going on in our country. I'm fascinated to hear what Uncle Teddy has to say kind of here at the bottom of the hour.
Protect that man, you know, put him in shrink wrap, whatever you
need. That's what we're doing.
He's got
his own booth. All to himself.
Just protect him at all costs, because as this team window, as this team's window continues to open, I want Teddy around for the long haul, because Teddy deserves it.
Yeah, we already had some Uncle Teddy scares, you know, last year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, turned out to be okay, so we definitely don't want anything to happen to him now. But it'll be good to hear his voice coming up here at 8:35, and we'll talk some more Padres baseball. We are getting closer. I mean, this is, next Friday, so 10 days before the Padres take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And while normally you don't feel such a sense of urgency at the beginning of the season, I mean, they play the Diamondbacks for the first three to start, or is it four? You've got to get off to a good start. You can't just, you know, get off. You can't just stumble out of the gate.
No, 1-5 or something.
Yeah,
no,
drop
you just
five
can't.
Of your first six.
Oh, boy. I'm telling
yourself,
you.
That's a tenth of the season, right? Six games. That's a tenth of the season right
there.
That's
crazy.
So every single game is going to be almost too important, almost too much on the line. I don't know that I can sustain myself, you know, for 2 months of basically playoff baseball before the actual playoffs even get started. It does feel like the Padres, of all teams, are really well positioned to not necessarily win a World Series, but take advantage, maybe exceed what they were built to do in a 162-game season in a 60-game season here. That they have guys who, you know, tend to get hot for shorter stretches.
Tend to start hot.
That could be an advantage. They have a deep bullpen. That's going to be the topic of our roundtable tomorrow. That seems like it's going to be an advantage in a shortened season when not every starting pitcher is going to be stretched out to begin the year. Their starting pitching, though, looks pretty good based on what we've seen in the inter-squad games over the last few days. Not just one guy. It's Chris Paddock. It's Joey Lucchese. It's Denelson Lamet. Garrett Richards' command is looking good. They seem to have starting options. They seem to have depth. Even the younger guys who you're not really counting on. Ryan Weathers is one that has impressed.
Yeah, I guess he looked pretty good the other day,
too. During Padres summer camp here at Petco Park as well.
And you still got the Mackenzie Gores of the world and the Luis Patinos. And you still have all these names we haven't even brought up. And, again, we will on the roundtable tomorrow as we dive into the bullpen. But the Pierce Johnsons of the world, Ben, the Padres basically got for nothing.
Great year in Japan.
Guy had the best curveball in Japan. We talked to him at spring training. He's fired up, ready to jam. There's Emilio Pagan. There's Kirby Yates. Like, it just the list goes on and on and on. You got to get to those guys with a lead. So you got to score runs. You got to be able to push the envelope a little bit. And all we've heard about Jace Tingler, and we talked to his old manager in Texas, Chris Woodard, who he worked for. We talked to Woodard or Woodward. I always say the wrong
Woodard.
One.
Woodard.
It's Woodard. Yeah. Who said, "Oh no, dude, he plays a fast brand of baseball. He's going to have guys running, moving, all kinds of stuff that we really haven't seen here in a while." Padres are not going to be a team that sits back and waits for the three-run homer. They're just not. They're going to be pushing the envelope a lot. So it's going to be an exciting brand of Padres baseball here by all accounts. But you're right, man. The hot start is absolutely imperative. I mean, it's you you got to just win series. Just win series. Win series, win series. Let's get two out of three. Let's get two out of three. Let's get three out of four. Win these series and put yourself in a position. There cannot be a stumble.
It's always a cliche. Hey, we want to get off to a hot start.
You have to.
But it really was a cliche. The Washington Nationals proved last year
what a cliche it is.
They got off to a terrible start. They ended up winning the World Series because they figured it out. They played great baseball the last 3.5, 4 months, and then rolled their way through the playoffs. You don't have to get off to a hot start in a 162-game season. You really do have to in a 60. I guess there's a scenario where you drop 8 of your first 10, and you're 2-8. And you do. If you roll off a 12-game winning streak, you're fine. You can't be counting on that.
No.
In a 60-game season, though, a giant winning streak to save your bacon over the last 3 weeks of the year. It's more than likely not going to happen.
Got some breaking news out of baseball this morning. Ben, Cardinals closer Jordan Hicks was the hardest thrower in Major League Baseball, has opted out of the 2020 season. Says that he has pre-existing conditions. He's a type 1 diabetic, puts him at much higher risk for COVID-19. He wrote on Twitter that he hopes to use his platform to bring more awareness for the diabetic community. So that's a pretty big loss for the St. Louis Cardinals. But again, you're Jordan Hicks, type 1 diabetic. Why risk it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's out.
And you have to take so many steps to just make sure you stay healthy in the first place.
Yeah.
Adding one more, to the equation here, trying to play baseball in a pandemic, didn't make sense to him.
Yep. So he's out.
Totally understand that. I saw that. And every team is going to suffer some sort of losses. They won't all be equal, though. We talked earlier, Buster Posey opted out. He's got adoptive twins that were just born that were both premature and doesn't feel comfortable. You know, losing Buster Posey is a blow. It's not the same as losing maybe a superstar in their prime.
Yeah, losing him 8 years ago.
Losing a reliever might not be as tough as losing a starting pitcher. Every team is going to suffer guys who are either out due to COVID or out due to injury. Those losses are magnified in a short season. We already saw with Jose Castillo. You get one little, strain lat. And you're out half the season. It's no longer, he's going to probably miss the first 3 or 4 weeks, but we'll have him for the last 5 months. No, now you're gone for half the season. Everything is magnified.
What's the season, about 12 weeks?
Not even. It's like 9 weeks.
Oh, my God. Craig Meady, our boy, Craig Meady. Cash Meady tweets in, I think the Padres are well positioned, like you guys said. I still think this is a tough spot for Tingler. First time manager in a season like this can't be easy. Hard to judge him either way. The only thing I say to that, Craig, I submit that it's going to be difficult for all of those managers because no one has ever done this. No one's ever had to manage in a season like this before. I think it was going to be difficult for him. Is this easier, Ben, managing in a 60-game season or 162 games? I got to think the 60-game season's easier, don't you? It's fewer games. Like it's tougher in that the games mean more, but it's also you're not really going to have to worry about guys being like, oh God, we're out of it. I don't really feel like playing to do. I feel like everybody is starting at the same advantage or disadvantage in that nobody's ever had to do this short season before.
Well, in some ways, and he talked about it, Jay Stingler might have a bit of an advantage in that the only managerial experience he has
shorter seasons
is in 60 to 70 game seasons, whether it's the Dominican or it's Arizona Rookie Ball. Those teams play about 60 to 70 games. So they're trying to win and they keep standing.
Yeah, of course.
He's managed on a short season against all these other big league managers who, if they ever did that, it was probably long ago. And now they're used to the 162 game grind of the regular season schedule. So they may have to do more adjusting to their managerial styles than Jace Tingler, who doesn't even really have a managerial style yet. He's just going to kind of jump in with an open mind. That being said, he's probably going to make some mistakes. Yeah, Andy Green made mistakes early on.
I mean, Joe Maddon's going to make mistakes this year.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody.
And those mistakes will be magnified as well.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you might have stuck with that guy a little too long. Maybe a more experienced manager might have read those signs and pulled his pitcher a little earlier. Well, those mistakes cost game. All of a sudden, one game could be huge in the standings in a 60-game season.
Yeah, I think Craig's right in that you can't, it's going to be hard to judge anybody off what happens in a short season. And again, if he, If he goes 15-45, that will be awful, and we'll hate it. But I don't think he should lose his gig necessarily next year. I think it would be really a disappointment if that happened. It could happen. No one really knows, but I do think everyone's kind of starting at the same, you know, the same starting line. Whereas, like, hey, you know, we got 60 games to figure this thing out. Obviously, some of those teams, when you look at their lineups and stuff, they're a lot deeper than the Padres. But, I mean, you look around baseball, who's got a better bullpen than the San Diego Padres on paper? Very few, if any, have as even close to a bullpen as they put together. So I think there's going to be the thing with Jace, figuring out who's hot, figuring out who's getting guys out at the right time. That's going to be the hardest thing, is managing that bullpen in a short season. It's going to be nuts. You'd be tempted, right? You'd be tempted. If Garrett Richards goes out, he's laboring a little bit, just kind of all over the place, but he's a veteran. You kind of trust him. Aren't you tempted to be like, you know what, I'm just going to go get one of these studs from the bullpen, and if he doesn't work, I'm going to get another stud. You find yourself, you may be changing the way you manage a little bit.
Well, yeah, especially if you've got 15 or 16 guys in the bullpen.
Yeah, dude. Like, hey, and they all throw 98.
I need to get these guys some work as well. I would say there's going to be a shorter leash for everybody. There's no reason to stick with a guy who doesn't have his good stuff on a given day. It's like, hey, we've seen two innings out of you.
You just don't got it today.
We'll come back in a couple days. You'll get another start. Don't worry about it. Let's give these arms of the bullpen a chance. We can go seven different guys over the next seven innings and have another seven probably tomorrow.
And feel pretty damn good about the seven guys we're running out there and the seven guys we're running out there tomorrow.
Yeah, so I think you're going to see less patience with guys who are struggling on the mound. There's no reason to, hey, we need to squeeze another two innings out of this guy to save our bullpen.
And it's that,
not in 60 games, you don't.
It's going to be that game behind the game this year that's going to be so, if you're a baseball fan, right, and if you're a surface baseball fan, great. Either you're going to see baseball, you're going to see hits and runs and errors and walks and home runs and all those things that you like. But if you're a hardcore baseball fan, the game within the game this year is going to be riveting. And when you think about what's down the road, I mean, I know it's hard, but in 162 games, Ben, you can blow 10 games. You can. A manager's error can cost you 10 games, and it's not going to kill your season, more than likely. Now, you just can't.
I think ultimately, and this doesn't really jive with each other, I think this season is meaningful. I think it's important. I think it's important that the Padres play well, that they take a step forward during these 60 games, but I also say you can't fully evaluate Jace Tingler.
No, I agree.
Over the course of those 60 games,
I agree.
Either.
I agree 100%.
All you can do is get a first impression. And first impressions are big. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. We will get.
It's a great old commercial.
We will get our first impression of Jace Tingler this season. That's all it's going to be. Now, if it's a bad first impression, then he's probably on thinner ice going into season number two. Maybe the leash is a little bit shorter. If it's a good first impression, then yeah, maybe he has a little more leeway going into season number two. But you can't evaluate 100% and say, I know what we have in our manager after just 60 games. It's just
now,
impossible.
What if he goes 45-15?
Still, that's a good first impression. If then next season he comes back and the Padres are 72-90 in 162 game season, I'm not necessarily saying that he's safe, because that 42-18 is only an impression. It's not something you can fully evaluate on. Same thing. If they go 25-35 and miss the playoffs by seven games, it's not like, hey, if you don't get out to a hot start the next season, you're immediately fired. I think you need at least one full season of 162 games before you have any idea what you have in a manager. So this is a first impression. It'll probably set the tone for what we think going into the next season, but it's not, you can't really make any decisions based on a 60-game season.
Yeah, I mean, you can see how the guys play for him, though. You can see his strategy. You can see a lot. I mean, it's not just a throwaway of a season. I mean, these are real games. They count. You know, they're going to be playing for a championship if we make it all the way that far. I think I'm putting more stock in this season than you are, in that I think we can know a little bit about what we have and what style, and how Jace interacts with the players, and so far so good. I mean, I've heard nothing but positive reports, but again, you know, starting 1-9 could change all of that in 10 days. So you just never know.
All right. When we come back, obviously, Ted Leitner is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Also, we talked about it earlier, but I got the news yesterday with the Washington football team name change coming up. We got some thoughts on possible replacement names and just that whole issue and how it's kind of been going down and how Dan Snyder is handling it as an owner. Get to that next. First, though, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danik.